All right, I want to spend the time today on Tom Kicker. I mentioned on Tuesday, try to define the Shittos and the Rishonim. First, the Sukkis HaShas, Shittos and Rishonim, then Psak Halach in Tom Kicker, because basically Tzadiches is Tom Kicker. And really, you know, probably about half of what you're going to do in Basar B'chol of Terubos, if not more, is predicated on the concept of Tom Kicker and the concerns of the fact that the flavor of the Issur that penetrates or permeates a Davar Heter is going to Aser. So that's a Davar Pasha. In other words, that's a given that if I have a Davar Heter and Tom Issur comes in and the Tom Issur is Nicker, that is Aser. Right? That's clear, and that's clear cut. If it's a Min Bimino, as we explained last time, and we'll simplify it now like the Shach's perspective on Min Bimino, the flavors are the same. So then there's no detectable flavor. Then we go and we're Mishayer as though there were flavor. We'll see the Mishnah Nichulin shortly, that the Mishnah gives that standard. Without a flavor transfer, we assess it as though there were a flavor transfer. There's another chair over here, and I'm not using it. I'm not going to be using it. We can bet on that.
I guess it's worth coming last then.
It's always worth coming last. So, but if there is a Nisinas Tam, either Basa B'chalov, Tam B'chalov into Basa, or vice versa, or Tam Isser into Heter, so then it's going to answer. And the theory of Bittul B'shishim, which we'll get to in the Gemara in a moment, is that it's not, there's no Tam. Right? The 60-to-1 ratio is enough to dissipate the flavor of the Isser so that it's not detectable. And if the whole theory of the Isser is that you're toeing Tom Isser, so if there's no Tom, so then you would not obviously be over any Isser. It's mutter. Easy, simple enough. The big question I laid out for you on Tuesday, among many other things, and I apologize for just going on and on and on, but the big question I laid out for you on Tuesday is this din of Tom Kicker deraisa derabon? Simple, basic question. Nafkamina is right here in Tzadiches. I don't know if you got it to Tzadiches base yet. Did we get the Bays? I know at Esther Billy always said Aleph should be good. Bays not so much yet. Okay. You know, gotta start with the Aleph Bays, but you gotta start with Aleph. So start with that. But you get your Tzadiches Bays to the din of Nishbach, right? Min Bimino versus Min Bishaino Mino. The Nishbach, in other words, an Afkamin is a Suffolk. A Suffolk you can treat as a real Suffolk. Exactly what's called a real Suffolk. Why is it a Suffolk? Why is it not? So then you'll get to in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Nosei Kalim. There inside Ches. But Nafkamina always tuned into Rice and Derabon in the case of Sofek. So there are three possibilities in Psak Halacha. Because if I'm treating Tom Kicker as a Derabon, Sofek is Mutter. If I'm treating Tom Kicker as a Derabon, obviously Sofek is also. If I'm treating Tom Kicker L'chumra, so then Lu Yitzur, there'd be a case where it would be a Kula, I couldn't use it L'haka. So where in the world would be a case of Tom Kicker as a Kula? So Belina, either at the end today or next time around, maybe I'll let you get your feet a little wetter first in the Lashonos of the Halacha here. I'll show you a Prima Godim who finds a case where a Tom Kicker as a Deraisa would be a Kula. And if the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that it's only L'chumra, so then you couldn't use it, L'kula. Right? So we'll get there. The Gemara in Psachim has a lengthy sugya trying to figure out where is this din of Tom Kicker from. And the Gemara offers, I think, four different possibilities. Where do we get this idea of Tom Kicker? Gemara Chulin offers two more. And then the question becomes, so how do we paskin? It seems to be from Pashtus of the Gemara, if you read the Gemara, seems to be everybody is maskim. Tanoim, Amarom, everybody's maskim, Tom Kicker is Dilraisa. The Shaila is where it's from. So the first of the opinions is on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom of Psachim, and the Gemara has there High Mishras L'Hachi Yudas. So the word the Gemara darshins out Rabbi Kiva from the word Mishras is that Heter is Mitzdarif L'Isser. If you soak a piece of bread into wine, and a Nazir eats the piece of bread, a Kizayis of the bread, so then he's going to be Chai of Malkos. Okay, so Hami Barlik Titanya Mishras. Litain Tom Kicker. So the Gemara says, no, Mishras is for Tom Kicker. What does that mean? Shimshar anovim b'mayim, v'yeshbem Tom Yayin. Okay? You, classic case, grape juice. You soak grapes in water, and the water now tastes like grapes. and you call over your friend, the Nazir, and you say, hey, Nazir, I got something cool for you to try. He says, whoa, I'm a Nazir. No, don't worry, it's water. What kind of water? It's grape-flavored water. But it's okay, it's been blessed by our rabbi. Right? You can eat it. You can drink it. So, can the Nazir drink it? So, no, Chayev. Mikan ata dan l'kol ha'torah kula. From here, you're dan l'kol ha'torah kula. So Nazir becomes the model of l'kol ha'torah kula. It's interesting because Gemara is dan l'kol ha'torah kula. Isn't l'kol ha'torah kula, it's dafka l'kilayim and orla. So, uman Nazir she'en yisur isur olam ve'en yisur isur hana. Maduch Nazir has two kulas. Number one, the temporary isur. Right? 30 days, you're done, unless you say, you explicitly say more, but it's a temporary isur. Number two, no isur hanok. A nozir is allowed to be nene, be'etzem, from grape products, kol yotze megefen hayayin. We would have him avoided alves lech lech amrin nezira schor schor lekam lo tikra, literally, right? But, okay, but midaraisa, there's no isur hanok from grapes. V'yesh heter li suro. And there's a way to remove the isser, right? Rashi points out, even within the Zman isser, so it's a removable isser, right? Because I can go to a chacham, mimatir neder. I said, you know, I took a neder of Nazir, but that was before I found out about grape pop flavored polar seltzer. You know, now I don't know. It's okay, it's a grape in there.
Natural.
Right? Right? But I don't want to be a Nazir, right? You can be matir isser. So kilayim shisur isur olam shisur isur hanov ain't at least or ain't at shi'asatam kikr. Kilayim checks all three boxes. Permanent isur, not removable, and it's an isur hanov. V'adin l'orla b'shtayim. So orla has two out of the three. We're not going to get into that now. It's not an isur olam because it after 3 years it's mutter. It's a very difficult gemara but the fruit that's orla is also forever. It doesn't become mutter after 3 years passes. It's the other fruit that becomes mutter. But okay. Now, says the Gemara, no. How many Rabbanon he Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Kiva? Yochanan uses mishras for something else. He calls Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva has a different cheshbon. Okay, good. So the Gemara says we learn tam kikir from mishras from Nazir, but that's a machlokes tanon. The Rabbanon learn it from mishras from Nazir. Rabbi Kiva uses it for something else. So where does Rabbi Kiva get tam kikir from? I'm skipping a couple lines of the Gemara. Yolif mi boser b'cholov. What do you mean? Basar b'chalav. Lo sevashel di b'chalav imo. Three times. Echad lisser achil, echad lisser hano, and echad is lisser bishul. Right? So there's a din of lo sevashel di b'chalav imo. What is it? If I cook meat in milk, what do I get there? I don't get the milk. I get the tam. So lav taima ba'al muva asar hachanami lo shna. So for Rabbanon, it's a good raya, right? Basar b'chalav is a good source for tam kicker. For tam chalav into the basar, nevertheless, it's awesome. Rabbanon say no. Chiddushu, they don't learn from Basar B'chalav, it's a chiddush. What's the chiddush of Basar B'chalav? So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me the chiddush is that each one alone is heter, and v'hadei adadi aser, so kilayim is exactly the same, right? Kilayim, Basar B'chalav are perfect matches in that regard. Heter, heter, put them together, and you get iser. I don't know what she thinks. I got to change this to a male voice. Then I won't do that. I hope my wife does not hear that that recording. But I don't know. Oh, it happened to me in shul the other night. Between Michal and I were speaking, and all of a sudden, I don't know what. I said something about El. And I guess maybe she was tittering. Like, El! El! I don't know. The Gemara says, it's not the chiddush that each one, hailechudeh and hailechudeh are heter, and the combination is isser, because then it would be a good model, because kilayim is the same thing. You know what the chiddush of basar b'chalav is? You know what the chiddush of basar b'chalav is. Ditar lekulei yom, shari. You could soak milk and meat all day. I mean, derais it's mutter, right? Even kovosh kimavushal is a din derabbanon, which we'll see nafkos mito later on, the halacha. But midaraisa, soak it all day. If there's no bishul, so then it's not also not tov. But cook them together, and they're also. So to use Basar B'chalav for a model of Tam Kikr, if I care, Basar B'chalav is anything, is a model that we don't say Tam Kikr. Because if I soak the meat in the milk all day, it's going to absorb the Tam of the Chalav, and yet it's not going to be awesome in Atelur. Only if I cook it is it going to be awesome. Okay,
cook meat and milk in the sun.
You're doing Pei Zion, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you should tell me.
I think it should be Mutta. It probably follows the same old office as
Shabbos. So it's not a Bishul if it's cooked in the sun, but that's, you know, you're right. So says the Gemara, if I can't learn Tam Kikr, not from Mishras, because we use it for something else, for Hatim and Starfless. I can't learn Tam Kikr from Balsa Bechala because Chiddushim. Okay, you know where to learn it from? It's a great source. Yolif Migulei Nochrim. You learn it from Gilei Nochrim. What's Gilei Nochrim? Clay Midjan. After Bnei Yisrael come back from the battle with Midjan, and they captured various Kalim, and the Torah says, if it's used in fire, you got a kasher in fire. If it's used in mortar, you got a kasher in water. So that's the din of Kibolo Kach Polto. But you see that what? So Gilei Nochrim, Lav Time of Amu, what's in the Kli? I got a pot that I got from a goy. Right? So what's in the Kli? It's only flavor, and yet it's Aser. Hachanami Loshna. So here too, no different. Okay. So the Rabbanon, who learned Tam Ki Iker from Mishros, why don't they learn from Gilei Nochrim? I'll tell you why not. So Gilei Nochrim is a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because Kol No Saint Tam Liv Gam Mutter. No Saint Tam Liv Gam is generally Mutter, because we learn from the Vela. The Gemara we just had it for those doing the daf in the daf Yomi in Avodah Zarah. Lo socho kol nevel lager shep b'sherechet tenev ochlo. So that tells me a rui lager kruy nevela. B'sheni rui lager ain a kruy nevela. In order for something to have the status of a nevela and be osur, min haTorah, it has to be fit for a ger toshuv to eat. If it's not, it doesn't have that status. Good. So normally osur dav of gam is osur, is mutter rather. V'hach osur. From Yekiva, who learns from Gilei Nochrim, says no. Like Reb Chiya Breid Rav Huna, Lo Osrik Torah El B'Gedera Bas Yoma Bilvad. The Torah is interesting. By Klei Midjan, the Torah attack only Aser those Kalim that were used that day. If by the Milchemes Midjan you attacked and the pot was in the middle of cooking the pork and beans, and you emptied it out and took it home, you got a kasher. But if the pot hasn't been used in 24 hours, you're good to go. You wouldn't have to kasher it. And Rabbi Akiva says no. He says that, I'm sorry, the Chachomim say, even if it's Ben Yomi, Efshalo Pogma Porta, it's not possible, it's not Pogma a little bit. So we're going to get into this at length, the Rashbo, Ra'ah, and in practice in Halacha, exactly how Pogma does something have to be considered Pogma. That's always a classic question here in Halacha. The Tom itself is not Pogma, but its effect is negative. Or the Tom itself is partially Pogma, but not fully Pogma. How not Ru'uya La'achila does it have to be in order to be called No Saint Tam Liv Gam? But that they seem to be in Tosos here in Psachim Tosos in Avodah Zarah, a little differently shown us as to how they understand the Machlokas, and Machlokas in Mitzius, is Machlokas in Halacha. But is it that the Blios in the pot walls are Pogum no matter what, and the Torah still asked it, which makes it a Chiddush and makes it impossible to be a model for elsewhere? Or is it that, no, on a ben yomopat, the blios in the walls are not pogum, and therefore this is not a chiddush, the Torah asers this because it's taka iser, but it becomes a model of tam ki iker. So the Gemara offers another possible source. Right? Gemara says, from Chatas. Really, Gemara doesn't offer that as a source here, it doesn't Hulin from Chatas. What is it by Chatas? Chosh yigo b'bisora yikdosh. So, yochel fil lo bolo, tamalom b'bisora, aichil b'bosor yikdosh lios kemo. So, by a Chatas is a din, that which touches the Chatas gets the din of the Chatas. What does that mean? Shim posla, hiti posel. If the Chatas is a Chatas psula, so whatever touched becomes posel. Vim kshera hi teachol kechomer shibo. I have I got a mix-up in the Migdash, and I put my shlomim in your chatas pot. And now, your chatas, my shlomim got together. And there's tam, your chatas, and my shlomim. Your chatas is kosher, my shlomim is kosher. Right? But now, the chatas is nechal only liyom echad, one day that following night. The shlomim is eaten for 2 days and one night. The chatas is eaten l'kohanim only in the azara. The shlomim is eaten for Yisrael and all Yerushalayim. Well, guess what? Now you better find a Kohen friend to give your shlomim to, because he's going to eat it only in the Migdush and only that night of that day and that night, right? He's got a midnight cutoff to finish his chatas, or his shlamim now, that's a din chatas. So what do you see from there? Tom kicker, right? For Rabbanon, nevi nolzir v'chatas shnei ksum v'echrei melamdin, right? Maybe though, nolzir and chatas become shnei ksum v'avam k'echrei melamdin, meaning, okay, I have now two different sources for tom kicker. Nolzir and chatas. So normally you'd say, great, I have two different sources, it's even better. But that's not how it works in halacha. Two different sources makes it worse, because if it's one source, opinion of, okay, I can extrapolate everywhere else. If it's two different sources, then you say, Shnei Ksurim v'Gachad Eim Alam. So the Gemara says, no. I know Mitzrich Tzrichi, the Gemara brings down Mitzrich Husa, why do you need the Psukim, etc. Okay, so you've got here in the Gemara four possible sources for Tom Kicker. They could be Mishros, Nazir. You soak grapes in water, the water absorbs the Tam Yayin, the Nazir is Chayev. Could be, right? That could be one, but that's only if you learn Mishros for that. Could be you learn it from Basar B'chalav. It's a Chiddush. Maybe not, right? Because Torah Le Kuliyoma and it's Mutter. Cook it and it's Aser. Could be that you're learning it from Basar B'chalav already. Could be you learn it from Gilei Nachrim. But again, Kli Nachrim may be a Chiddush, maybe not. Could be learning from Chantos, from Kodshim. So the Gemara in Chulin also tries to learn it from Chantos and from Kodshim. And there, Rava rejects the Limud. The Mishnah in Chulin gives us the following rule. I mentioned I would tell you the rule before. Mishnah in Chulin, Tzadi Vav in the base. Yerach Shin is Bashil Bogidan Nashim. We're going to come back to this Mishnah probably 20 times over the course of the year. You have a thigh of an animal, which was cooked with the Gid HaNashe not removed. So they did not do a Nikur HaGid. It was cooked with the Gid HaNashe inside the thigh of the animal. So Yesh Bobino Saint Tom, Harezu Asur. If it's no Saint Tom, it's awesome. The problem is, Gid HaNashe has no Tom. There's no flavor to it. It's flavorless, but the Torah was Machshavit L'Achilim. So the Mishnah says, so how you Mishar, Ketzim Mishar Nosa, Kibbalzer Belefes, your misharit is as if there was meat in turnips, meaning you're going to be misharit as though it was a flavorful item in a rather bland item, and see, would it impart flavor or not? Does it have a shear, like a min bimino, that if it was a min b'shedo mino and has tom, that it would give tom or not? Okay? So, if it's man shemakiro, if you know where the gid is, b'no saint tom, v'imlav kulon asurin, if not, all them are aser, and the rotev is b'no saint tam. V'chein chatichos on the vela, chatichos da tamish and is bashed in chatichos. Same thing. You have a cut of nevela or non-kosher fish cooked with the kosher ones. So bisman shemakir b'no saint tam. If you can recognize it, b'no saint tam. If you can't recognize it, then they're all aser. So why they're all aser is we're going to get into, because l'chora they should be batel b'rov, right? Talking about some situation here where there are chaticha really skabe. And therefore, they're not bata. But okay, so the Gemara here goes into both points, the point of Tam Kicker, and the point of Teimas Kfeil. This is the source for what you're doing in Tzadi Ches right now, Tzadi Zion, Omed Aleph, and Chulin. So the Gemara has that K'derish Shabisha B'basli Vash B'chalav, V'im Bisha B'no Sein Tam. If you have a pot in which you cook meat, don't cook milk. So far, that we knew before we walked in, I hope, right? And if you did cook b'no sein tam, truma lo yavashu b'chulin, v'vishal b'no sein tam, same thing, your truma pot, don't cook chulin. If you did, no sein tam, okay. So how do you know if there's tam? You taste it. So Gemara says, okay, truma, so call over your friendly neighborhood Cohen and say, do me a favor, right? Mr. Katz, I need you to do me a favor, or Rabbi Katz, and taste this for me. Tell me you taste the truma in there, right? So, but basar b'chalav, man time like, right? So who's going to taste your basar b'chalav? No one can do so. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan gives us some chinina kfeila arma. Hachanami, some chinina kfeila arma. D'amarava, amarabonon, b'time of rabbanon b'kfeila. V'amarabonon, b'shishim. The rabbanon give us three gedarim. Taima, kfeila arma, and shishim. So where are the three things applied? So if it's a heter, so then you can taste it, right? Then you can taste it. We're going to get to this, an important question. We get to Tzadi Hei. and we talk about not by not that tear. I mentioned this the other day also in that diatribe of ideas that I threw out, that if I cooked fish in a meat pot, can I now have the fish with dairy? Can I have the fish with milk? So there's a very obvious question on the whole thing, which is just taste the fish before you do anything and see if it tastes like meat or not. Right? Meaning, I don't need to call a kohen over, I need to call a goy over. If I cooked fish in a meat pot, and now, again, assuming that we don't have a problem with the meat pot itself in terms of the Gemara in Pesachim, and the, you know, the meat with the fish, but let's assume like the marshal is not a problem. So if I need to know, does my fish that I cook in the meat pot taste like meat? Well, you know, so oftentimes when you're in the rabbit, I'm sure you've had this experience, right? That the answer to your question is just to repeat back the question slowly, right? So does my fish taste like meat? Does your fish taste like meat? Right, that's how you do. Just repeat back the question slowly. Does your fish taste like meat? So the whole dion of not or not that hair is a plea, because we're being done. If I cook the fish in a meat pot now, can I have the fish with the milk? Just taste the fish and see if it tastes like meat or not. You're allowed to do so. Okay, so we'll see why there. But certainly where it's heter, taste it. Where it's iser, so then kfei larmal, you're going to ask a goy who's an expert, and I assume now we got to the shach, right? So you're going to ask a goy who's an expert, and he'll tell you lo morum nuse. So he'll let you know if it's got the flavor or not. And then the third choice is if you have a min bimino, where there's no flavor, then we go by shishim. The Ramal, as you saw already in Sadiches, says we always go by shishim. We don't rely on a kfeil armal, and we'll talk about lina there next time. Why not? Both in Basar Bechalov and Taruvos. But we have those three standards. Okay. Again, the Gemara here, the Mishnah, the Gemara, it's giving us this rule of Tam Kiker. Right? The flavor of the Isser has the status of the Isser itself. So the Gemara here wants to know, where does Shishim come from? Where does this number 60 come from? It's a magic number of 60 to 1. Where does it come from? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you where it comes from. It's actually a machlokes if the number is 60 or the number is 100. Kol yisurin shebetorah b'shishim. That's b'shur malei mishum bar kapar. 60. Rav Asi, b'shur malei mishum bar kapar. Kol yisurin shebetorah b'meya. So Rav Chiya bar, I'm sorry, I skipped the name before. Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi are cholek into what exactly Bar Kapara said, Rishum Levi, the name of Bar Kapara, is the shear of Bittel. 100 to 1 or 60 to 1? What's the source for either one? Goes with the Shlomim is exclusive to the Kohen. And if the Tam goes into the rest of his Korban Shlomim, he can't eat it. So what's the ratio of the Zeroa B'Shela to the rest of the Shlomim? It depends. It depends if you're Mishayer, the Atzomos, or just the Basar. And that's where you get either the 100 or the 60 to 1. Machlokes, Hayy Mishayer. In other words, both of these Amoroim heard from Yeshua Malevi B'Shem Bar Kapar that the method to be Mishayer, the shear of Bittel in the Torah, is the Zeroa B'Shela, because the Torah gives you a Bittel of that Zeroa B'Shela when you cook it with the Shlomim. Good. They're cholik exactly. What's the measurement you're using there? You're being measuring basar vatsamos connected basar vatsamos, or just basar connected basar. Nafkamina, is it 100 to 1 or 60 to 1? But that would come out that there are two things you're getting from that halacha, from that pasuk. One is this halacha that you have a bittel, but two is the halacha that you need a bittel. Right? In other words, nichlal in the halacha that you have a bittel tam is the halacha that you need a bittel. In other words, tam ki ikar, right? Be a din of tam ki ikar. So, would it be a model then for kol Torah kula? Says the Gemara, maybe not. Right? Umiyafina minol. Don't we learn in the Brayse it's an exception? No. Abaye gives one answer. Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino lo batel. So here it's batel, right? It's an important point. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino lo batel. So then, how is the Zoro B'Sheil ever batel? It's min b'mino. It's an exception to the rule. So why don't you learn from there? Because we have a separate source, min b'mino lo batel. Rava offers a different perspective. Rava mar lo nitzricha el litam ki'ikr. You know what's going on here? This is giving me a din tam ki'ikr. Listen to Rava. Dibikodshim aser, right? That in kodshim it's aser. Kamash malon dehacha shari. So the chiddush is that here it's mutter. Normally in kodshim tam ki'ikr is aser. Here, it's going to be mutter. Okay? Well, one second. Normally, tam kicker in kodshim is aser. I thought tam kicker is always aser. I thought tam kicker is a kodshim din. Tam kicker is a din in my pot. Tam kicker is a din in my kitchen. Right? What do you mean it's a din in kodshim? So, Rashi here says that even though in the Gemara im Sochim, it seems like from the Tanoim and the early Amoraim, but everybody's masking the Tom Kickers Dil Rice across the board. Says the later Amoraim are not so certain about that. Not so certain at all. And they don't hold the Tom Kicker is Dil Rice. Right? Says Rashi, very famous Rashi, Tzadi Chesem Abeis here in Chulin. He says, Virova les le Tom Kicker b'chulin. Rashi says, Rav is very simple. Bittel Barov. Tom doesn't make a difference. Lintos, Achre Rabim Lahatos, gives me a din of Bittel Barov. It's at Bittel Barov. I'm home free. Right? It is free and clear sailing Midel Raisa once I have a Rove of Heter. But, Elamid Derabbanan, it's a Derabbanan. Now Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. Where does Rabbi Yochanan say the same thing? Maseches Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, Samech Zayin Amud Aleph. So for those who are learning the daf, just had it less than a week ago. And Rabbi Yochanan offers the following. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol shetamo umamosho osur vilokin olav. If you have the tam and the mamoshos, that's osur. You get malchus for it. Vizel kizayis bichtei achilas pras. That would be if you have a kizayis of the iser, bichtei achilas pras, then you're going to get malchus for it. Taimo velo mamasha. That's our case, right? Flavor, but not the substance of the iser. Oser, vein lokin olav. It's also you don't get malchus for it. Why not? Because Rashi will tell you why not. Because just like Rava in the Gemara in Chulin holds Tam Kikr is not Del Raisa, so does Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. When Rabbi Yochanan says Tam over Lo Mamasho ain't Lokin Olav, it's because it's not Del Raisa, right? V'hadi Alfinun Lebisachim, he knows the Mishras Litain Tam Kikr. We have the Gemara in Sachim. I just showed it to you, right? Mishras Nozir, right? Etc. Siloroi Basroi Das Machta Balmuv Olav Melefu. Right? So these later Amoraim hold that's an asmachta. Can't learn from it. Right? Why? Because I have nozir as a makor for Tom Kicker. Gili Nochrim is a makor for Tom Kicker. Shneiks Ramam Kechad. That's the exception, not the rule. Inami, or possibly, Gili Akum is a chiddush, like we said in the Gemara Pesachim. And umishras lehetz mitzayif lesu, meaning there's a way that in every single position in the Gemara Pesachim, every single shita, someone has a way to say, no, it's not a makor for Tom Kicker. So even though from the Gemara, if you read it kapashas, you would say, okay, everybody's maskim Tom Kicker midil raisa. The question becomes, where do you get it from? But everyone also has a way to reject each other's position. So Rashi says, the later Amoraim take the rejections, don't take the positions, right? Okay, so we're not going to go like you, because we're going to say that's a chiddush. Not going to go like you, because we're going to say that's a chiddush. Right? At the end of the day, Tom Kicker's not the Raisa. And that's Rashi's conclusion. Rashi's maskana is that Tom Kicker is lav del Raisa. So there are bonon that you saw in the Shach, in Sadi Ches, and the Shach discusses how we rely on an Akum, Mesiach Lufi Tumo. So one of the points the Shach makes is Bishlam, according to Rashi and Visiyate, that they hold the Tam Kikas Derabbanon. So good, you can rely on Akum, Mesiach Lufi Tumo for Derabbanon. But the problem is, what do you do with Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam comes along here. Rabbeinu Tam, I'll give you Rabbeinu Tam, he's in Chulin, in and in Avodah Zarah. Actually, I find the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah an easier Tosfos to go through than the one in Chulin, believe it or not. But Tosfos here brings down Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam says that no, not like Rashi. He says that Tam Ki'ikr is De'oraisa. Tam Ki'ikr is De'oraisa. Okay. And I, Rava in the Gemara in Chulin, said that Tam Ki'ikr is by Kodshin, not by Chulin. So, no, he didn't say that. Rava said there's din Tam Ki'ikr by Kodshin. He didn't say not by Chulin. Rashi read into the Gemara, he meant to say by Kodshin, not by Chulin. Tosfos says no. He read it, Tam says he's talking there about Kodshin. So he's talking about Kodshin, so he says it's by Kodshin, but the truth is, the same thing applies by Chulin as well. Of course, Rava's maskim that we say Tam Ki Iker even by a Deraisa rather, even by Chulin. Rabbeinu Tam brings down here the following, right? He says, I, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara here in Avodah Zarah, tells us you don't get Malkos. Tamo v'lo mamasho, right? So you don't get Malkos, says Rabbeinu Tam. You know why? We're talking here in the Gemara about Min Bimino. We're talking about Min Bimino. So Min Bimino, if I have a ratio that would be Osir and would get you Malkos if it was Min B'she'eno Mino, but a Min Bimino is only a Gzera Derabbanon, Otu Min B'she'eno Mino, so you wouldn't get Malkos for it. That is Rabbeinu Tam's take on the Gemara here in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Now, Tosos brings down the fabulous, fabulous Shita. Tosos brings down, let me just find it. Yeah. Quotes Harav of Yosef. Okay, who wants to argue the following beautiful svar? He says, maybe Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like it, and I'll get there in a second, why not? But maybe Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah holds, Tam Ki'ikr is D'oraisa. He's talking about Min B'she'eno Mino, where there's a Tam, and there's still no Malkos. Now you'll ask me, how could that be, right? How could it be that he says, if I have Min B'she'eno Mino mixed together, you eat a shear of that Isser, and yet there's no Malkos, but Tam Ki'ikr is D'oraisa. Says, Rabbi Yosef, I'll tell you why. What's one of the Mekoros that's brought down in the Gemara in Psachim to learn the din of Tam Ki'ikr? It's Gilei Nachar. Gilei Nachar. So that's, again, Klei Midyan. The din by Klei Midyan, you have to kasher the Kelim. So I'll ask you a simple question. I'm going to test your knowledge of the Bible here, so you'll forgive me. But, you know, the Gemara, we're going to get to the Daf shortly in Horios, Zil Koy Beravu. So the expectation is to know what's in the Psukim. So I'll test your knowledge of it. What exactly is the mitzvah, the Isser, when it comes to Gilei Nachar? In other words, when the Torah gives us this din, when we come back from Midyan, and the kalim are problematic, what is the mitzvah midoraisa? Or what's the din? Or I'll put it more simply, is there a los asay? Is there an asay? What's there? Basically, when, okay, if nis'alma for Moshe Rabbeinu the halacha here, so you don't have to feel bad, he didn't know it either, right? Nis'alma for Moshe Rabbeinu the halacha here, and so, right? Elos is a Kohen Gadol, he's going to be the one to give the Psak Halacha. Okay? What was his Psak Halacha?
If they'd want to use it, they'd have to bring it through.
Okay, so what was the Psak Halacha? So I gave it to you before, really.
I'm saying, call Asher Be'ish Tavir
Be'ish. Right. Call Asher Yovel Be'ish Tavir Be'ish. Right? If it's used with fire, put in the fire. If it's used with water, you'll put it in water, you'll kasher. Okay? So, and now I'm making you the Rambam. Okay? I'll make you into the Rambam. Okay? You're writing your Sefer on mitzvos. You've got two halakim. Mitzvos sase, mitzvos lo sase. Which chelik are you putting this in?
Asay.
It's an asay. There's no lo sase attached to it. There's no, the Torah doesn't say, don't use, right? There's no lo sishamesh or lo sochlu or yochlu, right? There's no din, don't. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah sase of kashering the kelim. Good. So if you use the kelim without kashering them, what are you over? You're over an asay. Is there malkos for a bitul asay? Good. Right? There's no malkos. So says Harav Rav Yosef, it's a beautiful idea. He says, it could be Rav Yochanan Tam Kikah D'oraisa. What's the makor for Tam Kikah D'oraisa Gilei Nachar? Beautiful. If the makor for Tam Kikah D'oraisa is Gilei Nachar, that's an asay. Not, it's not a los asay. So Rav Yochanan says, there's no malkos. There's no malkos. It's a beautiful, simple, elegant svara. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like it. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like it. Why not? So Rabbeinu Tam brings from the Gemara in Bechoros, by Psulei HaMukdashim, a similar idea. He wants to say, Ki ahadre kro lemilse ahadre. What does that mean? That means that, I'm giving you something that's really almost a false argument. I'm couching it well, but it's a false argument. Okay? Non-kosher is awesome. There's a lo sase attached in Avela, to trefa, to macholos, asuros, to behemos, tomeos. So lo sase attached to each of them severally. Okay? Now, I don't know if that's limited to the item itself or it extends to the flavor of the item. So in the context of the clay midjon, the Torah gives me a din that I have to kasher the kelim. Why? Because the kelim have the flavor of the original item in them. And so what? And so the flavor of the original item is like the original item. In other words, Rav Rav Yosef quoted in Tosfos is arguing is like two dinim. A brisker approach to the halacha, right? There's one din, nevela, trefa, behemah, tmeah. So new din, an asay of gilei nachrim. It's not two dinim. Rabbeinu Tam says there's one din. There's kosher and there's non-kosher, right? This store sells kosher and non-kosher foods, right? There's kosher and there's non-kosher. So I didn't know if the bleels inside the walls of the pot are non-kosher. Once the Torah gives me the din of koshering clay midjon, so now I know they're non-kosher, but it's the regular din, a regular lo sase. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and this is going to be a three-way machlokas. Rishon, I said before, there's three ways to get it. It's really four ways. It could be Tom Kinker's Del Raisa, and you get Malkus. And Rabbeinu Tam Shita, if I have a kizayis of heter that's below me Tom Isser, and I eat that kizayis of heter below me Tom Isser, chayav Malkus. Rabbeinu Tam Shita would be if I take a kizayis of Balsar, Shchuta, Glat, Kosher, the cow wore a stripe. Right? And I shecht that cow and I eat the basar, but the basar had been cooked with pork and there's tam pork. Kizayis, you get malkos. Harav Rav Yosef would say, no, you are in violation of a mitzvah asei min haTorah of gilei nachar. It's also midil raisa, but there's no malkos for it. Rashi would say that poritz gedi shechenu nachash. Is this a rabbanon? You're in violation of a dirabonon level iser. Now, question becomes, how do we paskin la halacha? How do we paskin la halacha? So, the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis writes, I don't know, meaning, at the end of the day, I've got these shitos of Rashi, shito Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yosef, etc. So the Rashba says, so at the end of the day, it's not clear. So, he says, Al mi nismoch? the Rashba is in the Torah of Bayis Revi Shar Rishon. He says, Al mi nismoch, bo v'nismoch al Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yitzchok, ba alochos v'anraivetzal, sh'rabim heim v'omru l'hachem b'shol Torah. So the Rashba says, look, I don't know how to pass in this halacha, but I know I've got a large contingent of Rishonim, like the Bahag, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yitzchok, the Rabbeinu whole time, Kikas Deo Raisa. And it's a shiloh of Deo Raisa din, so be Machmer b'shol Torah. And therefore what? Says the Rashba. So he goes into the din of Nishbach, right? Din of Nishbach and Safek, and what happens if you have a Safek? So it would be Machmer and a Safek by a min b'she'eno mino. Now, the Rashba is hardly a strong statement of I'm paskening tam kikr mitam vadai, seems to be very much mitam sofe. And the Beis Yosef cites this Rashba. I'll tell you even more, the Rashba in the Tshuvos actually writes tam kikr is derabbanon. Now the question becomes which one came first, which is the chicken, which is the egg, the Tshuvos or the Torah Sabayis. The Prima Gaudim says that the Rashba was mechaber the Tshuvos after both the Bayis HaOrach and the Bayis HaKotzah. So the Rashba, despite in the Torah Sabayis saying it's Deoraisa, in the Tshuvos he seems to be taking the positions that are up on. So it's an open-ended question, and I'll show you Bali Nether next time because I have a 1 o'clock meeting. It's going to be a theme this year. I'll push against the 1 o'clock meeting, But I'll show you Mitzvah Hashem next time when we go into Tzadi Ches and how this applies here. In practice, that there's a stirin prima gadim. I have to understand the Shulchan Aruch. And that stirin prima gadim would then have a huge nafkmina and halacha in a very, very interesting case, which we will get into in Yirtz Hashem next time. But again, Gilei Nachrim could be four or five different mikoros in the Torah for telling, I mean, like you're a Tom Kiker, that it's awesome. At the end of the day, it could be that none of those mikoros are a valid makor. Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, or Cholek, is Tom Kiker derais or not? Rav Yosef gives us a compromise position. It's still Raisa, but it's midin, not midin iser, but midin mitzvahs asay. The Rashba takes the position that will be machmir, because, you know, how do you resolve this question? And it's an open-ended question as to what the psak of the mechaber is in terms of do we say Tom Kicker is Dil Raisa or not? Okay? Ruchim to you.